Thank you, and welcome once again to the radio broadcast of the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning, and we do pray that God would richly bless you as you listen to another portion of His own precious Word. We would like to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock, and then our morning worship at 11. And then tonight's services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service, and then 4:30 for our evening worship. And then 7 p.m. each Wednesday evening is our midweek Bible study. So you're welcome to come to all of these services. If you have questions concerning the things that we believe or the things that I preach of this radio station, we invite your inquiries into those things. You can contact me by writing to the Independence Baptist Church in Forestdale, Missouri. We also invite you to view our church website. You can go to www.independencebaptist.org. That's one word, independencebaptist.org. On this site, you will see our articles of faith concerning what we believe and the things that we practice. You'll find many other articles. There's many sermon outlines. There's some books that the pastor has written, and there'll be more books added as time permits. There's some outlines of books of the Bible. There's our church newsletters that's there, and there's also some real player files of all these radio messages that are available to you 24/7. Just click on the link to the radio broadcast, and you will see the list of the broadcasts that are available. This morning, I'd like to take my text from the book of Psalms 1 and think on the subject, am I walking toward good or am I walking toward evil? Psalms 1 reads like this, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Psalms 1 and verse 1 gives us three things that the individual does that leads them into destruction. These three things are these. Number one, the ungodly person is going to walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Number two, they're going to stand in the way of sinners. And number three, they're going to sit in the seat of the scornful. Notice right off, point number one is that the ungodly will walk in the way or in the counsel of the ungodly. Now remember the subject. The subject is, am I walking toward good or am I walking toward evil? And here in Psalms 1, the Bible says that the ungodly person is going to be walking in the counsel of the ungodly. Compare this, if you would, to verse 2. The person that is godly, his delight is in the law of the Lord, and it is in the law of God that he is meditating day and night. What a contrast this is. One person is following the counsel of the ungodly. The other person is following the counsel of the Word of God. What a difference it makes in a life. My question is this, who are you getting your advice from? Are you getting your advice from the magazines and the articles that are being circulated freely today? Are you getting your advice from the so-called experts in whatever field you're concerned with? Or are you getting your advice from the Word of God? Are you meditating in the Word of God? And notice there's a difference between just reading the Bible and meditating on the Bible. Reading the Bible is something that everybody ought to do. but a lot of people don't do. But meditating on the Word of God is thinking, is considering the Word of God and how it applies to your daily life. Now, who are you following? Are you walking after the counsel of the ungodly, or are you walking after the counsel of the Word of God? Notice the next thing that the sinner does, the next thing that the ungodly person does, not only do they walk in the counsel of the ungodly, but Psalms 1:1 says that they next stand in the way of sinners. The way of sinners here does not mean that they're standing blocking the path. Rather, the way of sinners here is talking about that they're standing in the place where the sinners are standing. They are standing in the avenues. They are standing in the places where the sinners are located. And then what do we find next? They are sitting in the seat of the scornful. When I read the book of Genesis chapter 19, there's a word that really jumped out to me. Genesis chapter 19, verse 1, the Bible said, "And there came two angels to Sodom at eve, and Lot sat in the gate of Sodom." And what I see here is that when the time of destruction came, Lot was sitting in the gate of Sodom. Notice about Lot's life, that Lot was a man who had walked with Abraham. He is a man who had no doubt sat in the councils when Abraham considered what God wanted him to do. And yet Lot was a man who, when he got on his own, walked in the counsel of the ungodly. I believe Lot was a saved man. At least that's what the Bible tells me in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 7 and 8. But Lot was a man who vexed his righteous soul from day to day with the unlawful deeds of the Sodomites. And the Bible says that he was found sitting in the seat of the scornful. And you know the story of Lot's life, how that he was a wicked saved man, and how he escaped from the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah barely by the skin of his teeth, as it were. And how that Lot committed incest with his two daughters and was the father of his grandchildren. In all actuality, a terrible, terrible thing. Why did Lot get in this position that he was in? And it's because that Lot followed the counsel of the wicked. It's one thing that we ought to be doing is considering whose counsel and whose advice are we following. Are we listening to what God is saying? Or do we listen to the modern experts in this world today? And actually, when you think about it, the experts' advice changes as often as the wind changes. I remember a while back that milk was supposed to be bad for you. Eggs were supposed to be bad for you. And now both of them, they say, are good for you. How about those experts making up their mind? You know what the Bible tells me is that when God put Israel into a land flowing with milk and honey, those things must be good for you. God would not give you things that were bad for you. He won't do it, because the Bible says that every good gift and every perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Listen, God's advice does not vary. And I know very well that the advice of the experts of this world changes every few minutes. You can trust God. Don't trust the advice of the ungodly, but listen and meditate on the Word of God. Listen, what is it that the righteous have that the people that are unrighteous do not have? Look in verse 2 of Psalms 1. The Bible said, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord." What does that mean? Look in verse 2. "But his delight is in the law of the Lord." It's not that the righteous simply carry the Bible with them, but the Word of God is a delight to them. The Word of God is a thrill to them. It is exciting to them. And notice what else. "And in his law doth he meditate day and night." Listen, it's not that the righteous have a Bible on the coffee table, but it is that the righteous has the law of God in their heart. And they meditate upon that law day and night. And what are they going to be like? What does the law of God make them do? You think about what rejecting the law of God did to Lot. And you see that his life was a ruin and a destruction. But what does the law of God do to the person that adheres to it, that meditates on it, and desires to follow it every day? Notice Psalms 1, verse 3. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The righteous shall be like a tree. Like a tree that is planted. And the word planted indicates that it was put there on purpose. On purpose by God. Because that righteous person has a delight in the Word of God. Because that righteous person meditates on the Word of God day and night. They're like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Look in the book of Psalms 17 and verse 5. That's Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 5. The Bible said, thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabited. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5 and 6 speak of Lot, and the life of Lot, and how that he was cursed because of his wickedness, and because of his evil ways, and because he listened to the advice of the ungodly instead of listening to what God said. When preachers say you ought to read your Bible, when preachers say you ought to meditate on the Word of God, you ought to take it as being a good thing, because it's a blessing to your life. Notice in Jeremiah 17, verse 7 and verse 8, the Bible said, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh. But her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. The wicked are going down a way of destruction. And why is that? Because they are not following the Word of God. Instead, they are following the counsel of the ungodly. The title of the message from Psalms 1 is this: am I walking toward good, or am I walking toward evil? The answer to that question is in this statement: are you following the advice of the ungodly, or is your delight in the law of God, in the Word of God, and do you meditate daily on the Word of God? The result will be seen in your life. Before we close out the message this morning, we want to emphasize once again the importance of you doing what God tells you to do. We only have a short time to live upon this earth, and then we're going to spend our eternity with the Lord. Or we're going to live the way we desire to live down here upon this earth, and we're going to spend our eternity in hell. Where are you going to spend that time? Beginning right now, if you want to serve God in spirit and in truth, we invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church and dedicate yourself to serving God, because God is all in all, and we desire that you might be right before God, knowing that one of these days, the life that we know it is going to come to a close. But life, as God has determined that it be pleasing unto Him, and be right with Him. Today, if you're lost, we urge you to trust Christ that you might be saved. And if you're already saved, that you might dedicate the time you have remaining unto God. We pray for you, and we do all that we can to help you. Thank you, for listening to this radio broadcast.